This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Russian President Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. Defence Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary, regional and global issues of mutual interest. Rajya Sabha MP and former Foreign Secretary Harsh Vardhan Shringla today said that there is a lot of expectations from the visit of Russian President Vladimir Putin to India. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Shringla said that his visit will open new possibilities of collaboration between India and Russia in various areas, including agri-products, marine and seafoods. Mr. Shringla said the defence sector will also be the focus area of discussion during Mr. Putin's visit.
It's a very important visit. There is a lot of expectation with regard to this visit because he's coming with seven ministers, Minister of Finance, Minister of Defence, Central Bank Governor. There is the India-Russia Forum also that will take place at this time. There is a lot of emphasis on the economic cooperation this time. The Prime Minister has already said that he would discuss Indian exports to Russia. There is a focus on new areas that we have not previously looked at with regard to our exports to Russia, like agriculture, marine products and seafood, engineering goods, IT. There is also a mobility agreement that is being talked about, which will enable Indian skilled and semi-skilled workers to go to Russia.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished all wildlife lovers and conservationists dedicated to protecting cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the cheetah one of the planet's most remarkable creatures and recalled the success of Project Cheetah, launched 3 years ago. He highlighted that the project was launched with the aim of safeguarding this magnificent animal and restoring the ecosystem in which it can truly flourish. He underlined that protecting wildlife and living in harmony with nature are integral to India's civilizational ethos, and the spirit can be seen alive today in these efforts. Union Road and Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that India's electrical vehicle market growth will reach 20 lakh crore rupees by 2030, with 1 crore rupees annual sale of electric vehicles, replying to supplementaries during the question hour in Lok Sabha today. Mr. Gadkari said that the electric vehicles have the potential to create 5 crore jobs in the next 5 years.
Presently, 57 lakhs EVs registered in India. Indian EV market potential is of 20 lakh crores by 2030, with rupees 1 crore annual sales of vehicle, creating 5 crore new jobs by 2030. 400 plus startups in electric two-wheelers sale increased by 21% since 2024.
Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today launched the 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi, marking the first anniversary of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister said that the government has set a target to make India child marriage-free by 2030. Fitch Ratings has revised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.4%, up from the earlier projection of 6.9%, citing robust private consumption and the positive impact of recent tax reforms. The global rating agency noted that a private consumer spending continues to be the primary engine of growth, supported by strong real income gains, improved consumer sentiment, and the benefits emerging from the Goods and Services Tax 2.0 reforms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.